Maroyim, the people that see them doing it, don't know they're doing something to be mekayim their own shita. No, lafushir ma yehuda kovit. People thought Sam they wanted to have more water there. Like Rashi says, for loydom elishtei terus, it doesn't look now like two different terus. Abel hecha the domi lagudas agudais, but when it looks like they're acting two different minhogim, then avada lo yosef b'shamik adereyim. Sama Gemara is going now, the reason why Beshame would not do like Besilo is not like the Gemara said before, because Besilo was derived, but because of the Baskel, but going now know the Bionist of Lais is going to do. You can't do two different Menhagim and Klai Yisrael. So here, that's why they would not do. So here, why did they do it? Because people don't know they're doing Al Salocha. People think Stam, they want more water to be there. Toshima, bring another proof. The Omer Ablazer Bereb Tzadik. Rabbi Loza says, when I used to go learn Torah by my Rabbi Yechanan, Risi Shoyoicho Pas Chareva Bemelech Mishnei Beturis. It was a hungry year, and all he ate was just dried out bread and salt. So Bosi Vadati Yisab, I came home and told my father, Omeli, so my father told me, Hoylech Loizaisin, go bring your Rabbi Yechanan nice fresh olives. I'll give you olives. For Hoylachti Loy, and I brought him the olives. Rois and Sheilachim, when Rabbi Yechanan saw these olives, he saw they were wet. He saw the juice of the olives were over the olives. In other words, some of the oil ran on top of the olives. Is Omeli, so Rabbi Yechanan told me, Ein ani yechel zeisim. I don't eat zeisim. In other words, not he just like pushed them off. But really, he held la locha that tummy. He held la locha since the juice came on top of the zeisim. So it's machshav der makabel tumma. And he was afraid maybe in Amor it's touched a kli. Therefore, he was choshed, maybe it was tummy. Therefore, he said, I don't want to eat the zeisim. So Reb Lezer did was bossy. He went home. V'yadati yisab. I went home and I told my father the story. Omali. So my father told me, Leich, go back to Rebbe Rebbe Yechonim v'yomla. Tell him like this. You should know this barrel, these zeisim are tohor. Why? Chavius nekuva hoisa. You should know this barrel that I gave you, the olives, was a hole. There was a hole in the barrel. So if you have a hole in the barrel, the swari is then that the juice that comes out of the olives, you don't want it. If you would want the juice, you wouldn't have a holy barrel. The juice would just fall out. You would have a solid barrel. Here, since the barrel had a hole in it, you're showing that you're only holding olives. You don't want the juice that comes out of it. So since you don't want that juice, it's not b'chiyutan, and the juice would not be marsh of the olives of Kabotumah. So Rebbe Lezer's father meant to tell Rebbe Yechon is, these olives are still tor. Elo, what was the story here? You looked at the barrel, and you saw it's a whole barrel. The case was, just a smooth shmarim. There was a hole there, just the shmarim, the sediments, clogged it up. Utanam, we learned like this. If you have a barrel that you're holding olives tight together, a lot of olives you have in a barrel. You don't have to have a hole in the barrel. No, you have to have a hole there. So according to Beishamay Svar is, if you're only collecting the olives, not the juice, anyway you don't want the juice. So the juice is not called b'chiyut and it's not machshir. But still holds no. If the barrel is sholem, then we say you do want the juice, and you nicha with it, it'll be machshir, the parents of kabotumah. But if there's a hole in the barrel, then you don't want the juice there, that's not called nichalei. But umaydin, they both agree. Shem nikva, if there was a hole in the barrel, v'sasmu shmorim, and the sediments clogged it up, she toira. Now, v'yafa pisha talmud shamay hoya, even though he was a Talmud from Shammai, kol ma'isav lo yosef elech divrei Besilu. Everything he did was only according to Besilu. In other words, what he meant to say is, Rabbi Yechonim was a Talmud of Shammai. So really, in the first place, even when he saw the barrel was sholim, was whole, still he should have eaten the olives. Because according to Shammai, it's not mekabel tumah. What he meant to say is, everything I do is according to Besilu. So according to Besilu, if the barrel is sholim, is whole, since then it's complete, there's no hole there, so then we say, you want the juice, and the juice would be mekabel tumah. So that's why at the beginning of Yechon did not want to eat these olives, because to him it looked like the barrel was sholem, and he thought it was mekabel tumah, until he told him back, you should know there was a hole in this barrel. So that proves that I do not want the juice, I don't care if it runs out. You see it complete now. That's because the sediments clogged it up. So he answered back, now I'll eat it. But up until now, I was nice like Basil. So it's like this. If you want to tell me that the regular Talmud of Beis Shammai did the way they held, is Haini Ravusa. That's what the Biechon is telling now a Chiddush, that even though I'm a Talmud of Beis Shammai, and usually the Talmudim do the way we held, the way we hold, I am not like that. I do like Beis Hillel. Eli Yamrit Lo Yosu my Ravusa. But if you're going to tell me all the Talmudim of Beis Shammai does not do the way they hold, they only do according to Beis Hillel, so what's the Biechon's big Chiddush here? So Lamai, it's a right that usually the Talmidim of Beis Shammai did do according to the Shita. Toshma, another case. Shol Rav Yeshua, the Yes Rav Yeshua. Tzoras HaBas Maho. What's the law about a Tzoras HaBas? Is there a mitzvah Yiv Monat? In other words, do you hold like Beis Shammai or like Beis Hillel? Omalahem, so he answered back, Machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. That's the law, it's a Machlekes. So the Yes can good, of a law can give me. Who's the law like? Who should we do? That's what the Talmidim Yes Rav Yeshua. Omalahem, so he answered back, what are you forcing me to put my head in between the two big mountains? In other words, between these two big machlokes in Balei Dvorim, Beshem and Beis Hillel. Oh, Miss Yori, and I'm afraid, Shemi Reitzel Gulasi, maybe they'll crack my head open. If I pass in one way, maybe the other Talmidim will get so angry with me, they'll break my head open. Avla need meid lechem, you know, I'm meid, I'll tell you like this, I'll say Edis though. Al shtei mishpachos gedolos shoyim bishlayim. There are two big families in Yerushalayim. Mishpachos beis tzvuyim, that's one. Mibnei achmoi, or mishpachas beis kufoi, mibein mikoshish. These are two different big mishpachos. Meyuchazik mishpachos. Shehem bnei tzoris, that lemaisa, they are the children's of a case of tzoris erva. The mistam according to Beis Shammai, they let there be a mitzvah yibum. Umehem are from these children's kahanim gedolim, the mamish kahanim gedolim, meshim shvagabi mizbeach. So, for the more like that was the ma'isa. So, more like that, call for me yamit bishleim. Also, if you want to tell me that the Talmid Beis Shammai did the way they held his hainu the karma, that's the way he answered back of Yeshua. That misyorani, I'm afraid to say what I hold. Because if I'm going to say the lock is like Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, then all the Talmidim of Beis Shammai will jump at me. Because they're doing the way they hold. So if I'm going to tell them like Beis Hillel, they'll all jump at me. But if you want to tell me, Lo Yosu, that anyway, Talmidim of Beis Shammai did not do the way they hold. Anyway, everybody only did according to Beis Hillel. If so, am I coming, Miss Yerani? What was he afraid about? Let him say, look, it's like Beis Hillel. Anyway, Talmidim of Beis Shammai did not do. So Gemara says, Onihinami, the Yosu, no, even if you want to tell me that they did do, my Miss Yorani, what was he afraid? Anyway, it's a Kashran of Yeshua. What was Yeshua afraid about? Homer of Yeshua, Yeshua's own sheet there is, Yeshua says, Ein Mamzer Eli Michai the Mrs. Bezdin. Yeshua's sheet there in Kedushin is that a Mamzer is only if the parents are over in Isser, that is the Chi of Mrs. Bezdin. By Yitzhara Seva, by the Eshesach, there's no Mrs. Bezdin. There's only a Chi of Chorus. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, even according to Beis Hillel, what Beis Shammai does, that Beis Shammai lets the Tzoras Erva have a mitzvah yibum, they're over the Yisr Erva of Eish Esach, it's only a Chai V'Krisus. And Rabbi Yeshua's Shittur is, the kid is not a mamza from that. There's only a mamza from an Avera of a Mises Bezdin, like an Eish Esish. So Marin says, Nina mi de mamzel hevi. True, the kid is not a mamzer, or the pogum mi hevi. That's what he was afraid to say. He was afraid to say Allah is like Beis Hillel, because by saying that, the people that did like Beis Shammai, their kid, true, is not a mamzer, but his pogum, a kohen, can't marry. If she's a girl, kahanim cannot marry her. And what's the raya? Mi kavuchayma mi amona. He has a kavuchayma from amona. Ma amona, just like when a kohen gadol marries an amona. Sheni Surah Nai Bakul. The Yisr is only to a Kohen Gadol. Everybody else in the world is allowed to marry an Amona. An Amona is someone that her husband died. Only a Kohen Gadol can marry her. Still, we say what? B'no Pogum, the kid becomes a Cholol. A Kohen can marry the kid. Zu, in the case over here, where she was a Tzoras Erva, Sheni Surah Shava Bakul, according to everybody, not allowed to marry your brother's wife, is for sure the kid is called a Pogum. But our kopon and poshim here, the raya is again, that the Talmidim did do according to their shita. The kids said they did the way they held, and therefore Yeshua was afraid to pask in one way. He was afraid to pask like Beis Hillel, because of a pask like Beis Hillel, Talmidim Beis Shammai would go and jump on him. Now the Gemara says, Kaboyim in Eitzoris, at the beginning they asked him the question, what's the loch of Eitzoris? Well, Kaposhet lay ben Eitzoris. And then right away we talk about the kids. Whether the kids are mamzer, whether the kids are pogum, who's talking about the kids? The question was about the tzara itself, is it mutter to get married or not? So Gemara says, Tartika boy minay. No, they have to be sure two questions. Tzara smai. What's the law about the tzara? Is there a mitzvah yibma not? If you want to tell me the tzara is like Beisilil, that there's no mitzvah yibum, b'nei tzaras de Beisilil le Beishamei mahu. That was a new question now. According to Beisilil, they'll let the tzara get married lashuk, which according to Beishamei is a chai belavin. By a chai belavin, what's the law of the kid? Is the kid a pogum lakuna not? Heis b'nei tzaras de Beisilil le Beishamei mahu. And l'mayna afkemino, l'mishat vlad masig v'shosoi. Le Beisilil. The shailer is of Vlad, of a master Gerushosoi, if somebody is over the Lav, that he gives a get to his wife, and his wife gets married to somebody else, then he marries her back again. So he's over a Lav. And now he has a kid. What's the luck of that kid? Is that kid Mutalu Kuhuna or not? Is the kid called a Pogum or not? That's my shailer. So according to Beisilil, that the Tsaris got married to somebody else. Now according to Beis Shammai, there's a Chayv Lavin involved. Because she's a Yevam Lashuk, she can't get married. So what's the loch of the kid? Mi Karmina, do we say Kal V'chayim like we just had? Ma Amon L'Koyin Godo Sheni Suri Shavu B'Koyim. Madach L'Koyin Godo can't marry an Amona. And if he does, it's only a Lav Negei to him. Still the Torah says, B'no Pogum. The kid is Pogum, another Koyin can't marry the kid. So Zu over here, by a Tzoro, or by a Masak Rishosoi, she is Surah Shavu B'Koyim. This is Nisa to everybody in Klai Yisrael. Can't marry a Yevam L'Shuk, or can't marry your wife after she's married to somebody else. Ain't a din shepherd pogum. For sure, the kid should also be called a pogum, that the Kayan can't marry her. Or Duma maybe know, Ikla Mifrich gets a question like this. Mal Almona, you know why an Almona is so different? She Yatzma Mitzchalelis. Because she herself, the mother, also becomes pogum. When the Kohen Gadol lives with an Almona, the Almona becomes pogum. And no other Kohen now can marry her. So that was the Shaila. Maybe an Almona is different, or maybe no, just like an Almona makes a kid into a Chalola, a Pogum Lakuna, maybe any Chai V'Lavin makes the kid Pogum Lakuna. The Yomalu, Tsaras Masyarani. Alright, we'll stop here. Thank you. Yeah, start again from last Gemara. Daf Tes Zvavim Abayis. Again, the last Shiloh was Gemara in the middle. We'll go through it fast again. Toshima, Sholu Us Rabbi Yeshua. They asked the Shiloh to Rabbi Yeshua. Tzoras Abas Tmahu. What's the locha by a Tzoras of Abas? No, the Tzoras Erva. What's the locha? Is there mitzvahs Yibum like Beishamai or is she Pota like Beisilu? Is Omelhem to Beishua answered back? Machloikis. It's a Machloikis Beishamai Beisilu. Famous Machloikis. What do you want from me? So they ask him, Malacha Gedivri me? We're asking you, how do we hold? Who's that Malacha like? Is Omelahem to Bishui answered back? If Neimahatem Machnisin Roshay Ben Shnei Horm Gedolim. Why do you make me put my head in between these two big mountains? In other words, Ben Shnei Machloikis Gedolis Ben Meshem and Beisilil. Why are you putting me to be Achri in between the big Machloikis between Meshem and Beisilil? So what he meant to say really is that Misyorani, I'm afraid, Shema Yeraitsu Gugulasi. Maybe they'll crack open my skull. If I say like not like Beis Shammai, so I'm afraid to say not like Beis Shammai. Avol ani made lechem lishnu. I'll tell you eight is though. Al shtei mishpachos gedolos shoy bushlayim. Mishpachos beis tzvoyim mivnei achmoi, or mishpachas beis chufoyim beis mekoshish. Two big mishpachos. Shehoyu bnei tzoros. That you should know the mother was a tzoros erva. There was a case that one brother died and the other brother was miyabno. There was Tzoras, not Miyabim, there was a case of Tzoras Ervas. Or Mehem Kahanim Gedolim, there were big Kahanim, Veshim Shragabim Mizbeach. These children were Kahanim Gedolim and they were Mesham Shragabim Mizbeach. In other words, he meant to say is that the B'nai Tzoras are Mutal Lakuna. So Rashi explains what happened here was that Mishpachas Gedolos Shenosu Lashuk Vesilil. The case here was, it was a case of a Tzoras Erva, and they were knowing like Beisilil, that they let the Tzoras Erva go free, and she got married to somebody else. So even though according to Beis Shammai it's an Aveira, according to Beis Shammai there's a mitzvah Yibam on the Tzorah, she's called the Yevam L'Shuk, there's a law not to get married, but he said, Adis, that even though they did the Aveira, they did the Chai V'Lavin, you should know the kids are still Mutal L'Kunam, and from the children came out to be Kahanim Gedolim. It's much he did say Edus that the children of its Tzoras ever is Mamish Mutalakuna. That's what Yabishu answered back. Now, Kopon of the Gemara says, Iyam Rit Bishleima Osui, if you tell me now that Shama used to do the way they held his Haino the Kama Monsieur Rani, I'm afraid to pass not like Veshamai, because then the people that do like Veshamai will get angry at me. Eli Yamr, but if you want to tell me, Lo Yosu, that Veshamai anyway did not do what they held, am I coming, Miss Yorani? What was Yeshua afraid to say, the Allah is like Veshilu? Like you're telling me anyway Veshamai did not do what they held. So there's a proof that Veshamai did do the way they held. Even if you want to say Beshamai did the way they held, my Miss Yorani, what was Rabbi Yeshua afraid about so much? Rabbi Yeshua Shita is a mamzer eli michai the Mises Bezdin. There's only a mamzer if the appearance were over an avera of chai the Mises Bezdin. That the avera, the bia was a bia of the Mises Bezdin. Vashenkim avir, it's Soros erva, she's only an erva, she's an eshesach, it's only a chai the krisis. Even according to Beis Hillel, what Beis Shammai did, that Beis Shammai said you could be miyabim the tzaras erva, the kids should still not be a mamzer, because it's only a chayv krisis. And this is Rabbi Yeshua's chiddush that he holds: the kid is a mamzer only from a chayv mises bezdin, like from an eshes ish, not from eshes ach. So Gemara says he was afraid like this. Nihi nami the mamzer lehevei true. Even like Beis Shammai, that they were miyabin. According to Beis Hillel, the kid is not a mamzer, but pogim miyuhevi. You should know that locher is the kid's a pogim. Mikal v'chaim, in other words, this kid, if it's a girl, a kohen's not allowed to marry her. And how do you know? It's posel miyamona, it's a kal v'chaim of an amona. In other words, Rabbi Yeshua was afraid to pass an locher to Beis Hillel. Because if it's an apostle like Beis Hillel, it's going to come out, the children of Beis Shammai are going to be pogim, going to be posel lakuna. Because those children were children that on Eish Asach, there was an erva involved, that the brother was Miyabim, the Tzoras erva. So a brother was over in Isser erva of Eish Asach, and the kid is Pogim. Why is he Pogim? Even though the kid is not a mamzer, but a Pogim he is. How does he know it? It's a Kal V'choyma Miyamona. Umar Amona, just like Amona L'Kohen Godel. Sheni Surin Noi Bakol. Nobody else in the world is also to marry an Amona. There's only one person in the world that's not allowed to marry an Amona, and that's a Kohen Gadol. Still, the halacha is that the Kohen Gadol lives with an Amona, the halacha is that they have a child, Beno Pogim. The kid is called a Cholol, he's Pasul Lakuna. So Zu, in a case where a brother marries his brother's wife, Aneshes Ach, without a Mitzvah Yibum, with an Ervam, Sheisure Shava Bakil. Every brother is not allowed to marry his brother's wife, only when there's a Mitzvah Yibum. If there's no mitzvah, you're not allowed to marry your brother's wife. So for sure, the kid is called a pogim. So therefore, if Yeshua is afraid to say halacha kebeis hillel, because if he said halacha kebeis hillel, he was saying then that the children of Beis Shammai would be pogim. So a quote from the Gemara says, ask the question now, kaboyi minei tzoros. So he asked the shalom from Yeshua, what's the halacha of the tzor itself? Is she allowed to get married to somebody else like Beis Hillel, or if there are mitzvahs even like Beis Shammai? And you know what he answered back? B'nei Tzoros, he just said over that there were two great mishpachas here, that the children were children of Tzoros, and that they married into B'nei Kuna. So he's telling over Alocha that the B'nei Tzoros, the children's, are Mutla Kuna. Before that wasn't the question. The question was, what's the Alocha of the mother herself, the Tzor itself? So Gemara says, Tarti Kaboy Minei. No, they asked two questions from the Yeshua. Tzoros Mai. First he asked Alocha, what's the Alocha of the Tzor itself? Is there a mitzvah yibum like Beis Shammai, or is she potter like Beis Hillel? The imtim slay mitzvahs ke Beis Hillel, if you want to tell me the lach was like Beis Hillel, that the tzara itself, there's no mitzvah yibum, a tzara's erva, is potter from yibum, she has the right to get married, lashuk, so b'nei tzara's, the Beis Hillel le Beis Shammai mahu. So if you hold like Beis Hillel, that this lady is allowed to get married to somebody else in the shuk. Now according to Beis Shammai, she's over a lav, it's chayv elavin. According to Beis Shammai, there's a mitzvah yibum here, and the brother's supposed to be miyabma. There's a law not to get married l'shuk. So they ask the question, according to Beis Shammai, that the tzoros got married to somebody else, what's the luck of the kid? Is the kid pogim or not? That was the question. So Mora said, l'may nafkumin, like, what's the difference? Like, anyway, we hold like Beis Hillel, that the kids are mutter, because the mother was let her get married to somebody else. So what's the difference? What's the luck is now? We don't hold like Beis Shammai, we hold like Beis Hillel. So Gemara says there's enough kamino. Lemivshet vlad machzik v'shosoi. In other words, as a general klal, when there's a chai v'lavin involved, when the parents were over in aveira v'lav, and they have a child, is that child mutlakuna?
Snogeya to a machzor Girushasoi, a regular Yisrael, they gave his wife a get and she got married to somebody else, and then she got a get a second time. And then the first husband marries her back. So he's over a lav of the machzor Girushasoi. So it's chayv elavin. So it's a close of the question, are the kids now called a cholol on a posel kun or not? Lebeisil, according to Beisil. What's the question? Me, Karmin, do I say, Kal v'choim, like we just said before. Uma amon l'koin godol, shein yisur shava bakil. For no pogum, just like when an amon gets married to a koin godol. It's only also for these two, nobody else. The kid becomes a pogum. So zu shein yisur shava bakil. Over here, this slav of the machzig rishosoy, or any chai vilavin, or now a yivam l'shuk, that everybody has the aver of a yivam l'shuk. Is the churei nadin shabna pogrom? Shouldn't it be for sure that the kid should be pogrom? Should be poslakuna? That's one side. Oy dilma, maybe not. Ikal mifrach, we could say ma lal mono shiatzva mischalelas. I tell you, amon l'kohen gadol is different. The halacha by amona, when a kohen gadol lives with an amona, she herself also becomes a chalola. She becomes poslakuna. What does that mean? That let's say the kohen gadol dies now, no other kohen is allowed to marry her. She doesn't only remain a regular almona, she is called a chalala. So maybe only by an almona that she herself becomes a chalala, then do we say the kid also becomes a chalul. But maybe by regular chai v'lavin, that nothing happens to the wife, since the wife does not become a chalala, therefore maybe the kid is also kosher. And on this, v'yomulhu, and on this Rabbi Shur answered back, tsoris misyorini. To say what the loch about a tzor itself is there, mitzvah yibma, not like Beis Shammai, or like Beis Hillel, that she's potter, I'm afraid to talk about her.